Welcome, guys.
Yes, welcome.
I hope you're having a good evening because we sure are having.
I mean, what if they're having a good day? A good morning?
You mean me or you?
I mean, they. Person who is listening. People.
Ah, I'm so self-centered, I really don't
Yeah,
care
he
about
doesn't care
them.
about you guys.
So, what's the topic today? I'm really curious and
Actually, we
excited.
have an update on Mr. Beast.
Wait, really?
Yeah. So now,
He's alive, right?
yes,
Okay.
I mean, as far as I know, I don't know what's going on behind the
Oh my
scenes,
God. Oh my God,
but
okay.
yeah, so now the woman who like reviewed the like Lunchables,
The
like
lunch one, yeah, the lunch lady.
yeah, like she's like a food YouTuber or something, and she reviewed this
Should we
lunch
call her
link.
food tuber?
No, that's
Tuber is like cool. Don't you think
just
so?
call her the lunch lady.
Okay, the lunch lady, yeah.
Yeah, so she reviewed Mr. Beast's Lunchly brand, like lunch for kids, and there was mold in it. And I don't think she sued him, but now she's reported him to the FBI.
Wait, this is worse than suing, I think.
So she got like 1,000 like leaked messages of Mr. Beast talking to his like employees or something. And also, like, you remember the trans best friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
So now
also
he's the problem for him.
so yeah, there's also like his messages, like he sent like naked pictures of like underage girls into the group chat. And so now this woman has like reported all these chats to the FBI.
Why is everyone else who is famous? They're into like kids. What is this issue?
I mean, is it only famous people?
That is a really hard question. I mean, not hard like hard to answer, but hard like on self. Like, you're right. There are so many people. That is so weird.
Yeah. And most people don't get caught ever.
That's true, that's true. So is this like this guy,
Yeah.
the picture guy? So
Yeah.
does he has like are they still friends? How recent are those pictures?
These messages are from, I think it was 2021.
Before he changed himself,
Yeah,
or
yeah.
do you think changing his gender can be like a just like a facade?
I was thinking that actually, but I don't know, like, because he's already like 25 or something. He could have just done this before, like many years before.
But it was not that famous, right?
I mean, yeah, he's only known because of Mr. Beast, and he's been in the videos for like 10 years.
So it's like the right-hand man of Mr. Beast,
Basically,
basically.
yeah.
So, what is your personality? You know, what do you do? You know Mr. Beast? Oh, yeah. I'm his right-hand man. Like, he's not like an editor or like
No, no,
this
no.
thing,
He's
that
just
thing.
there, like in the videos.
So, does he like some executive, like give some ideas in these things or?
I don't think so. He's just like a character in the videos. Like they do like challenges, you know, and these things. So he's like part of the challenges. Like he participates in the challenges. Or he did. Not
So
anymore.
now when he is outside, what the hell is he up to?
I don't know. Like he didn't post on any social media after that. Like after like what happened a few months ago. So no one
Okay.
knows, like
So Mr. Beast is a bit.
I mean, I don't know if he is, but he had these messages of like underage, like.
So when he was getting these pictures,
Yeah.
like the how underage were those underage
I think they were
kids?
like 13 or something.
So you can visibly see, like they're not like 17, like it is hard to like
Yeah, no.
distinguish. And they were not like telling him like, listen, get out of this group chat. Or they were like, okay, they were like worried, like they were not like putting him like to the police, you know.
No.
Maybe they were like behind the scenes, they were trying to help him because maybe they were thinking it is like a psychological disorder and you know, we can fix him basically.
I don't know because there was one like message that I saw. I was like Mr. I don't know if it was Mr. Beast, but someone saying like, oh, like this transgender person, like it was like a picture of an underage girl, and they were like, oh, he would love this picture. And it was so weird. Like, I don't know, it makes me feel like they're all like messed up in the head, you know? Like they're sending each other these pictures and like discussing it for no reason.
Is Mr. Beast married? He has kids or
No,
something?
no, no. He has a girlfriend.
Well, how old is she?
I don't know. Should I see?
Yeah, see.
I think he had like a longtime girlfriend and then they broke up. And I think she also like exposed him or something. I don't know, like, of what, but that's just what I've seen, like, briefly.
Why don't we look about like what did she expose and what is his new girlfriend? How old is she and how old she looks? You know, not on paper, how old she looks as well, because you know many people they like they look younger and many people fetishize them for you know they're these things.
Mean, actually, you know, I'm looking at her and she looks like a child.
How old do you think this girl looks like?
Like 16 or 17.
Really?
You don't think?
I cannot easily determine like the teenager people, but if like they are 30, 35 plus, I can easily identify people's age, you know, by looking at their wrinkles, you know, like their earlobes, their nose, and these things. The left one is the same girl?
It's the same.
They look so different. Oh my God.
I mean, yeah, she's like using filters or something.
On the left one.
Yeah. And like good lighting.
Wait, Mr. Beast eyes. It looks like he's smiling here. See. I think the right one is more photoshopped.
No, I think that's the actual picture.
I think it is for sure. He never smiles.
I mean, he is smiling, but not with his eyes.
Look at the other pictures.
I mean,
Don't look too much. Like, look at this picture. Even it's like his eyes are somewhere else, you know? His girlfriend eyes are somewhere else, and his eyes are like looking right and a little bit down on like maybe some little girl or someone.
he looks so strange.
Yeah.
But yeah, she looks pretty young, I think. At least.
Maybe she's not like underage, maybe there is a fetish going
I mean,
on.
of course she's not
Who knows?
underage. I don't think he would do that publicly. She's 26.
She's 26? She doesn't look 26. Oh my God. Really? Because you know like I was watching a documentary some days ago and they said like this porn star she was in like 90s or like early 2000 and when she was 15 she started porn in porn industry
Wait,
and
which country?
USA and they made like her fake papers. I don't know, she made it or her you know her how do you say it? Her agents made it. I don't know who made it or the agency made it, but like they made like fake papers. And for like until he was 16, 16 or 16 and a half, she was making like these type of videos. A 15-year-old girl, okay?
Oh my God.
Yes. And you can see like these things used to happen. I think because of the prevalence of internet in these things, it is a little bit less now.
I'm sure it's still happening though.
I would say yeah, I am sure it is happening. It is so appalling. Like first we see there is a fetishization of girls, and I think even boys as well, up to
Young
some
boys,
extent.
yeah.
But I think it is more about young girls, mostly. And then these girls they become victim. For example, there is so like I think 1 million people are trafficked, like every year. You know that? One year. And mostly they are women, okay? I think 20% are affected by this sex industry. Or I think they're directly influenced by porn industry. And the other one is like, they're for different reasons. Either maybe like organs or like prostitution and these things. So they look for younger girls. They are easy to manipulate and break. They don't know how to contact anything. They're very easy to manipulate.
Yeah,
But
that's
that is
true.
so bad. Yeah, so let's get back to Mr. Beast.
Yeah, let me
I
see
mean,
his.
yeah, I just wanted to add this porn angle because I think a lot of people still watch porn, which is so stupid. And somehow, you know, if you guys are watching something, you're promoting. I won't say promoting, okay? Promoting is a big word. Somehow, through your actions, like, they get a support. The human trafficking people, a million people, okay, a million people getting influenced by it, getting attacked by these things. Let's not say a million people, even if it is like one person is too many, right? But it was like, what is 20% of 1 million? Like 20,000 people. 20,000 people is a big amount. You know, the problem is loneliness. You guys don't like this thing. Because there are a lot of people, there are a lot of memes and these things. They say like after this we feel sad, we feel depressed. you do it because you're lonely. You need a companionship. So if you are here, you're listening, seek a good companionship which fulfills your mind and your soul. Okay, do some good activities. Okay, what you have inside you is should not be replaced by something so cheap. You guys are better than this.
Exactly, yeah.
So, yeah.
So, the old girlfriend, like, she didn't, like, explicitly say anything, like, bad. But she posted, like, some Instagram story. And she was 19 when she started dating Mr. Beast, which is pretty young.
How old was Mr. Beast back then? Maybe he was, like, 20.
He's, like, 26.
And how many years ago, like, they started dating?
I'm trying to see. She's 24. So he would have been, like, 21.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah. I mean, you see, if they're adults and...
I mean, yeah, that's, like, it's fine.
And they're not, like, no manipulation is happening, no force is happening.
There was manipulation happening. Because, like, on her story, she's saying, like, she had to go to, like, months of therapy and...
For what?
I don't know, like, this experience in her relationship. And, like, he was treating other women and her, like, very badly. But she didn't say, like, how. But they were together for, like, 3 years or something.
3 years. That's a big time.
Mm-hmm.
So what is more update for, like, with this food company? Did they stop producing?
I don't think so. There was, like, someone, like, I don't know which store in the US it was. Like, someone posted, like, a fake, like, thing, like, oh, we have to take the food down because, like, it's not, like, FDA approved or something. But it was, like, fake. Like, Logan Paul posted some TikTok about it. Like, this is not real. Like, don't believe this. So, I don't know. I guess they're not stopping, even though there was, like, issues.
There were more than one?
Yeah.
What are the other issues?
No, I mean, like, more people found mold than just really? This one person. Yeah.
In cheese?
Yes.
I don't think it is easy to find mold in cheese, is it?
No, you said the same thing last time. Like, it's not easy to have, like, moldy cheese.
Wow. And what other things are there in the packet, you know? Like, they have this packet, right?
So it's like a pizza. Like, I think the cheese is, like, you can just add it, like, on, and the pizza already has, like, the tomato sauce. So you just add the cheese.
So there is no mold on the bread?
No.
No mold on the tomato sauce?
No. Just on the cheese.
This guy is weird as hell, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting. So what are the other things? Other news?
Yeah, there is. This was actually kind of funny. So you remember the Messi lookalike?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So we have update on that guy as well?
No. This is another lookalike.
I thought he got, like, into a new controversy.
I don't even know his name. So I don't know. Maybe he did. I'm not keeping up with him. But there was, like, a Timothée Chalamet lookalike contest in New York. You know him?
I was about to ask, who is this
guy? You don't know him?
Yeah.
Do you know what he looks like? Like, maybe you've seen a picture of him.
Is he a...
He's an actor.
Which movie?
I think most recently he was, like, in the Willy Wonka movie.
What is Willy Wonka movie?
You know, like, the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, that Willy Wonka. Okay.
Yeah. This is him.
He was in Dune also, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's I've seen that movie.
Yeah, so there was, like, a lookalike contest for this guy.
Yeah.
And... It was, like, a cash prize of, like, $50 or something. And, like, but there was also, like, a physical trophy, you know? It was, like, 6 foot or something. Like, I saw a picture of it. It's so ugly. But...
Don't tell me the trophy looks like this guy.
No, let me check.
This trophy is, like... Ah.
Yeah, what do you think about it? It's so beautiful, right? I would want to have this in my home.
You know, if like a poor thief... Wait. Why there is a Professor Snape in this picture?
Oh my god.
Why this Professor Snape?
What yeah, it's not doing? Professor Snape lookalike. Like...
this picture is so ugly. Oh my god. I mean, the trophy is bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
I mean, it does not have the beautiful look of grandeur, you know? Like, when you look at something, there is an awe. There is a... That you want to have it. This is like you want to give it.
Yeah, that's why they made it like this. Like, I don't want to keep it.
I mean, who started this contest? I mean, this guy, this actor, he should sue those people.
Yeah, it was some guy named Anthony Poe. Like, he's the organizer.
Anthony Po. Is he like a Chinese or something?
I don't know, actually. I didn't see a picture of him. I think he's just like a regular American dude. Yeah, so he like made this, like he organized it. And he made like posters about this like Timothy lookalike contest. And he put them like all around New York. Like in like late September or something.
Okay.
And it like went viral on Twitter or something, but I didn't even see it. So the day comes, it was like 2 days ago or something. And like hundreds of people showed up to New York, like for this lookalike contest. But I think there was only like 50 like actual lookalikes. It was just like other people.
So was this event for free, like to join or to attend?
Yeah. Like 15 minutes after it like started or something, the police showed up.
Okay.
Yeah. The reason for it was like, this guy did not have like a permit to host this type of thing.
Okay.
So I think they gave him like a fine of $500 or something. So like he was ready to give $50. Now he has to give $550.
So this guy, did he like did a stream, did a live video, did a YouTube thing? I don't know. Did he do something?
He just organized the event, like said it's happening here at this time. And then like hundreds of people, even like news like outlets came there to like report on it. And like after the police came, I think some like lookalike was arrested.
Why? What is happening?
I don't know. Like, he was like filming on his phone and the police were like putting him in handcuffs. I don't know why. He didn't do anything. He was just there. Like for the lookalike thing. And then after this, the actual Timothy Chalamet showed up.
For their support or like to win $50? Like,
no, just to see. Like, I don't think he needs $50.
Okay, I have a question. If that real guy, okay.
Yeah.
Timothy, he entered the contest.
Yeah.
Do you think he would win?
Actually, I'm not sure because a lot of people said they didn't even like realize it was him.
You know, it reminded me of there was a contest like a long time ago. You know Charlie Chaplin?
Yes.
So there was a contest like Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest.
In which country?
He's American, right?
So it was in America.
Congratulations. So how can I say? He also participated secretly.
Okay.
Guess who lose?
Him?
Yes. He did not win.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's so weird because there was also like singers, like their lookalikes, and they were singing and the singers like showed up and they didn't even realize it was the singer. Like these things happen all the time. People don't realize.
People make fun of the real one like, oh, you are copying this guy.
Yeah, why are you copying him?
This is so weird.
Yeah, but I'm sure the messy guy, the lookalike, would win. I mean, he's so good from one angle.
he's a good actor, I would say.
I saw like two pictures of him, so I don't know.
I'm sure he's a good actor. Imagine living in the same country, we speak the same language, and then you are acting like you don't know the language. So it would be so difficult to communicate.
That's true, actually. He is talented.
So sleep with them, you know?
I mean, you don't need many words for that.
I don't know what type of people you hang out with.
I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't think it needs like big sentences. You know? You don't need to learn like 50 words.
Like what? You, me, bet, what?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Something like that, yeah. Like, I'm sure the girls are so desperate. They're like, they don't really care.
I think, yeah, that is right.
Like, they're just blinded by, oh, it's this guy. Like, I'm not even really listening to him, you know?
Okay, for example, I don't think I look like anyone, okay?
I mean, yeah.
So, do you think it is a good thing or a bad thing?
I would say it's a good thing.
So that I can make myself as like a famous person?
Also for that, but I mean, why do you need to look like someone else? No one looks exactly like someone else.
You have to see Indian reels. Like half of the population is like someone else, actually.
I mean, I don't want to see those reels, actually. I'm fine without seeing
it. Oh, yeah. There is no way he's not earning it. Like, why would you organize something without like any benefit? Or do you think
he wanted like exposure. Like, this is a way to get people to notice who he is, you know?
So what does he do? What is this guy?
I think he just is like a influencer or something. Like, not a very well-known one, because I've never heard him, like, his name before.
Oh, I think it is a great way then for someone to be like recognized. I think, and $500 is not a big fi a fine.
Actually, yeah, in America, that's like so little.
It's not like very little, but yeah, not
I
like
mean,
too
it could be like
much.
5,000, so.
So I think it is a good way. I think he actually got what he wanted.
Yeah, and he got Timothy Chalamet to show up as well. So.
Do you think they talked with each other?
No, because I read like an article like this organizer who didn't even get to see Timothy. Like, because after the police game, they had to like move to another location. So this organizer had to go there, but Timothy came to the old location. So he didn't even get to see him.
Wait. So the main guy, he come to the event and nobody was there.
They were like moving away, like when he came.
And nobody was like giving him any.
He got like, yeah, no one like recognized him. He just took pictures with like two fans or something. And that was it. And then he left. And he was wearing a mask before.
So he come like without any guards and these
No, he
things.
had like two bodyguards, but they only came like when he was leaving.
Wait. So the guy come before his guard, and as soon as the guard come, he leaves. Like he's
Yeah,
running away
like
from the guards, basically.
no, they like escorted him away like
No, no, no,
safely
no, no,
because
no,
then everyone like noticed,
no,
oh my God, it's
no, no,
him.
no. I have a theory here. I have a conspiracy theory here.
Okay.
The guards are not hired by him. Okay, the guards, they belong to someone else. Maybe he's like the one who is like his manager or something, okay? And he's trying to hide. And what is the best way to hide from the guard and get away and start a new life? To go to a
Oh my
contest.
God.
Yes. This is what is happening.
So you think he planned this out like months before? Like, this is how I start my new life. I'm free.
Yes, and you know this influencer? He was working with him.
Really?
Yes. That is the theory. So we have to find out the manager and let Timothy, the victim,
Be
free.
free.
Yeah.
Free Timothy.
Free Timothy.
Hashtag free Timothy.
And he worked as a like in the chocolate factory guy, right?
Yeah, he was Willy Wonka.
He was the, and Willy Wonka is a negative character, right?
Yes, I think yes.
Yeah, so he was showing he's the victim here somehow. Yes.
How does it make sense? He was the bad guy. How is he the victim now?
Because his manager forced him to work as a bad guy, you know?
Oh, to give him bad reputation.
So to give him bad reputation, yeah. That is the truth.
Actually, you know, it kind of makes sense. Like, I can believe it.
Guys, if you agree with me, write free Timothy on Twitter, please.
Yeah, we need to free him right now. Let
Yeah.
him free.
Let him free, yeah. Oh my God. So,
The thing is, like, how is
yeah.
the cash prize $50? Like, why? Like, just make it more. More people will join.
You know, the thing is, I'm sure nobody came for the cash prize.
I mean, I think everyone expected, like, the actual Timothy to come. Like, they were, like, saying on Twitter, like, oh, it would be so funny if he came. Like, I think he was gonna come. And
And
then he
like
came.
nobody give a shit about him.
Yeah, like, no one even recognized him. There, so, fake fans.
They catfished this
Yeah.
guy, okay? Okay, I think the prize was like pretty useless. It's like insulting someone.
I mean, the trophy is so ugly.
I would say
I would
it
just
cost more
like.
than $50 to just move the trophy with yourself.
Yeah, I would just say like, double it and
Double
give
it in.
double it and give it to the next person. Yeah. But the guy who won, like, he was wearing some Willy Wonka costume. Like, I think most of the people were wearing a costume. Which doesn't even make sense, because that's not Timothy, that's another character.
Yeah, but that's how they know this guy, right?
I mean, yeah, but you just need like a sharp jawline and curly hair, and then you're him.
No, the thing is, we are always playing a character, you know? Right now, we are recording. We act like we are funny. We are not funny. We are very serious people, and we are borderline depressed, and
Speak for yourself.
yeah. So we are always playing for like as some character.
Yeah.
So we never know who the real Timothy is.
I mean, that's true. Social media is fake.
No, I would say
So
humans
it's
are
not
fake.
fake?
I would say humans are fake. Social media is not fake because
I mean, it's
it is
also.
social media. It is not because of some algorithm is like forcing you to be fake.
I mean.
People are fake.
Yes. So social media is also fake. Because of
Because of
people
people,
being.
yeah.
Yeah, because of people being fake, yeah.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. You know, there is a Japanese saying, we have three masks. One which we show to like all the other people, second we show to like close people, family, friends, and the third one is like for ourselves. So which one are you? Are you the first one, second one, or the third one?
Right now?
No, like in culmination, like in the final thing, the totality, yeah. In totality, which one are you? Or what do you think you are?
I mean, what is the difference? Like, what do you mean by, like, to myself?
See, this is a Japanese saying, and I'm not Japanese, right?
I mean, 1%?
I would say,
Like, what do you think is, like, the meaning?
for example, if you're in a social gathering, there are like 100 people around you. How will you act? How will you carry yourself? How would you behave?
I would say the first one.
What do you mean by the first one?
You said there's three masks.
Yeah.
I'm saying the first one. Like to.
Yeah. Now you're with your close friends and family. How would you act? A little bit differently, right?
Yes. I think a lot differently, actually.
And when are you alone with yourself,
Yeah.
with your own thoughts?
Yeah, being depressed.
It
Yeah.
is different, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So now, a lot of philosophers, they are coming up with this question: which one are you, the first, second, or the third one?
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense if you're that to like different groups of people. How can you just be one?
That is the right answer. We are all three of them. So shall we proceed to the next
You don't
part?
want to talk about Smithy?
Actually, I forget about him.
Oh,
Yeah.
why? He's the best guy. I mean, at one point he was like the most handsome guy in the world or something.
Who overtook him?
Philly hairstyles. But I think hairstyles was also before him.
I was reading some K-pop idol or
I
something,
mean,
right?
I'm sure it's BTS like all the time. Yeah.
What do you mean by all the time? How often does these things happen?
I mean, I don't know. There's like one magazine that names like the sexiest man of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
How do they decide? Is it like a popularity
I
poll?
think yes. At least now. Maybe not before, but now it's like.
So there is nothing scientific.
Not really.
Like we are not
And
seeing
it's
their.
mostly white people as well.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're brown or black, I'm sorry guys, we are not handsome.
Yeah. Only white guys.
Only white guys.
I think there's maybe like four or five times that a black man has been like on the cover. Like the
Obama?
sexy.
I'm sure it is not
No.
Obama. Okay, don't think.
Actually, I'm not sure.
Obama, really?
No, when he was younger, he was okay. But I wouldn't say like sexiest man alive.
But he has good speech delivery, I would say. He has good speaking skills. I mean,
Yeah.
you're the president. Do you think like you won't have like a speaking
I
skills?
mean, yeah, you have to.
So they're not like doing scientific studies. They're not doing like maybe like face harmony, you know?
I mean, maybe in the past they did, but now, like, definitely not. It's just like a random, like, I don't even remember who it was last year. But I think this year it's gonna be like, you know, Taylor Swift?
I know Taylor Swift here.
Her, like, football boyfriend. I think it's gonna be
I
him.
think they broke up, right?
No.
Really?
Why do you think that?
I don't
Where
know.
did you
This
get this
is.
information?
I don't know. I don't know. Where did I get it? Like, I don't know if they broke up or something.
No, they've been together for like a year now.
So, like, soon.
What do you mean soon?
She break up with her, like, people, like, very quickly.
I don't know, her like last long relationship was like 6 years.
6 years.
Yeah.
Like when she was like 12 or something, like, or
No, it was from when she was like 27, I think.
really,
Yeah,
how old is
so like
she?
33. 32. She's like 34 now. Yeah, so I think it's gonna be him because now he's like so popular because of her. But he's not even good looking, in my opinion. He looks like every other average guy in America.
I won't say this because most of the guys these days now are pretty skinny, even in America now.
I mean, I'm just talking about face, not body.
Even by face, they are more feminine, feminized, you
That's
know.
true.
They're more feminine, they have like more thinner, more sleek feature. I think at least he doesn't look like
Malnourished.
he's a football player, first of all. Like he can't be
Weird.
malnourished, okay?
Yeah.
Also, he looks like a little bit manly, I would say.
Yeah, more than like most people.
Most average people
Yeah.
these days. I would
But
say
do you think
BTS
he
will win. Yeah.
I don't think it can be like multiple people, so you have to choose the prettiest one of BTS.
Oh, see, yeah, I'm not being racist, but all of them they look the same to me.
No way. There's clearly an ugly and a pretty.
Okay, I will be honest. Even the same guy from different like pictures and angles, he looked like seven people, okay?
Yeah.
I think they color their hair, they change their hairstyle like 10 times in a year or something.
Yeah, most of their hair is like really like in a bad condition, like burned
Yeah.
because they bleach it so much.
Do you think after how many years do you think the BTS will retire? Like they have to like retire sometime, right?
I mean, yeah, someone has to stop them.
I'll be honest, there is only one man who comes to my mind who can actually stop BTS.
Tell us.
He's also Korean. Okay?
Okay.
A pretty serious guy. I think he has a better sense of fashion than BTS.
He's classy, yeah.
He has more swag, more aura, obviously. There
Yeah,
is
of
like
course.
1 million aura points to
1
him.
billion.
1 billion. He likes fireworks. And I think everybody knows who I'm talking
I mean, he can light it up like dynamite,
He's
you
the best Kim.
know? Yes. I would say like maybe in like 10 years they will like actually retire. Because I don't know, they'll be ugly, you
Like to see middle-aged uncles
know?
dancing like teenagers.
Yeah, I don't think it would be that good. Like no one is that interested in that
But
anymore.
I think all of them are like in their late 20s, right?
No, I think most of them are like 30 plus.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
Like at
really?
least over 30, yeah. Like
No
maybe there's
way.
like two that are still under.
Andre is like how much? 29.5?
Yeah, like 27
Oh my God, really?
or. Yeah, they're old.
Wow, they don't look actually, you know?
Mean, they're Korean. They have like really good skin, right? And they only start aging like once they're like 50 or 60.
I think it is also because of the camera angle and these things, and they
And they wear
really,
makeup.
they were good. Like they have like best skincare in the world they can get, you know.
And plastic surgeons, yeah.
The better form of skincare,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. Wow. So they have kids?
No. They don't even have like girlfriends. Or maybe they have, but you know the fans don't want them to have.
Yeah.
So even if they
Because
have, they won't like release it.
fans will be insecure, like
Yeah, it's so weird. I don't
I mean
understand.
there is no way like they're
Like the fans think they have some kind of chance with these people.
how many?
What do you mean?
They have millions of fans all over the
Yeah, all
world,
of them
okay?
think this.
That is so stupid actually.
Yeah. And then when they like find out that the idol or whatever has a girlfriend, they like harass the girlfriend. Like send her like death threats and these things.
Death threats.
Yes. And like harass her like if they see her on the street or something.
But for example, like if they are so famous, they would be dating like a famous person, right?
Actually, no, because that's also bad, because then the fans of the famous, like other famous person, they like attack
The
back.
other guys.
Yeah.
They won't act like for example in old times, you know, like some kingdom they get married to like another kingdom. So
No,
now they're like, oh, we have to protect our people.
it's like two different, like they're fighting. Like, we're not happy, like, why are you dating this person? Like, oh, he's so bad. And, yeah, it's so stupid. Because there was like one BTS member was dating a member of. No. It was not BTS. It was some other boy group. It was dating a member of Blackpink, you know?
I know Blackpink.
Yeah, so it was in like 2018. And the girl got like so many death threats and like just like so much hate that she like didn't show up to anything for like months. Like no one saw her.
For
Because
months.
yeah, because she got
Why?
so much hate like from these boy group fans.
So what would they do? Like they can't do anything, right?
I mean, sometimes they can make like fake rumors. Like you know in Korea, like if you bully someone in school, it's like a big thing.
Yeah, but they're not in school and they're
Yeah, but
damn
they can make
famous.
like rumors like when they were young, they used to bully someone in school and then it can like ruin their career.
Oh, it is like fake allegations
Yeah.
basically.
So they can do that.
But for example, this girl, she is like dating a BTS guy. So they're all like 30 or something, right?
I mean, this was like maybe like 6 years ago.
Okay. But you are 24. Okay. Let's say like okay, she bullied me. So
Yeah.
another person, she has to be like in that age, 22 to 24, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If at the age of 22, you're crazy about someone who you have never met,
Who do you don't know?
who you don't know, who you never even talked to.
Who doesn't even know about your existence?
Yes. Okay. How is this possible?
I think the like idols create like some like sort of relationship with the fans. So like the fans feel super close to them. And that's why they think like they have like right to do these things.
So, do they have like an OnlyFans type
I mean,
thing,
not
like
like
in South Korea?
OnlyFans,
Not
but
like
like,
OnlyFans type, like.
yeah, they have like this like messaging app where you have to pay so you can message the idol, and the idol can like message you.
They have millions of fans.
Yeah.
How do they answer? Like.
It's like when the idol sends a message, it goes to like all the fans, but the fans can like individually message. So the idol can't like actually say something to some specific person. Like if someone asks a question, they can answer the question, but then the answer goes to everyone.
That is called Instagram, you know?
Yeah, but you have to pay for it. And the fans are like crazy for it.
So they have paid version of Instagram in South Korea.
Yes. Oh yeah, the like idol sends like photos of himself that are only on that platform, like it's like exclusive. Or like videos or like I don't know. So maybe it is kind of like OnlyFans, but like
Yeah, it is OnlyFans. It is
but it's
OnlyFans.
like a PG version.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense, makes sense. This is.
It's really crazy, actually.
Do you think, like, because of these things, because of. This is. I'm not looking at a surface level. I'm looking at it as a deeper level. Like, it has captured or encapsulated their psychology up to such a level that they are obsessed. And because of this obsession, they have problem in dating and getting married.
Yes.
And the same thing which made Korea the Korea now, the famous place, the touristic place, people are going crazy for their skincare and everything. It had created a bigger problem of childlessness.
Yeah.
It had distorted their psychology up to such an extent that it had actually changed like demographics there.
Yeah.
Can you please look like the birth rate of in Korea? Just first see when BTS and the K-pop started, and then let's see when it.
I think K-pop like started in like maybe late 90s or something.
I'm sure that version of K-pop and this version of K-pop is like very different.
Yeah. That was more like hip-hop-ish. Now it's like
Yeah.
pop.
2013. Let's say BTS was not the first one, obviously. I'm sure there were
Yeah.
many. So why don't we say like, yeah, let's long can you see like year-on-year data about the childbirth data? So South Korean problem is not a new thing. It is happening since like there were like 6 births for every woman in 1955. And it lowered down to, how can I say, around 4 in 1975 and 80s. And then 1990s, it was like 1.7. Oh my God. It is a deep, big problem. It's not about K-pop.
Yeah.
It is just like, and yeah, it increased on like between 2005 and 2015, actually. But after that, it took like a steep decline.
And it's still declining.
Yeah. Should we see here some more recent data?
Yeah.
Actually, since 2015, it had been like going down really fast. And I think this progress, this decline, we can give it to these things. Because when you are psychologically engineering the whole generation, they would have issues. Now they would be expecting more things from their. For example, if you look back, you go back, if you see, look, the stars and these people, they were not looking perfect, you know? And it was normal. But now the star, the people, they have to look.
You have to act perfect as well.
Yeah. And it creates like big expectation problem. We are not perfect. So until we don't finish these things, there is no way South Korea can revive.
So you're saying cancel BTS?
I would say, you know, no. If BTS members, all of them, they marry. Okay. You know, the South Korean government, they have like a big hand when it comes to everything. You know, K-pop is like, it is actually really deeply funded by the South Korean government because they know the impact they can have. They studied how they did in like America, and they just actually copied it, but in a more mechanical way. Like, you know, like the things happened in the USA and most of the places in the Western world. They were trying, but they did not know how impactful it could be. But when South Korean, they were doing it, they knew the impact because it was like already being done. Okay, they knew how they are gonna project their image in front of the world. So if the government forces, not only BTS, most of the K-pop idols and the actors to marry, to have kids.
I think the actors are like more free to marry. They don't have like crazy fans.
Oh,
Like, I think
really?
most of them marry, yeah.
Ah, so they have to force these people to marry
Yes.
and have kids.
Yeah. So yeah, like I said, I think in like 10 years BTS will be like married.
They're already 30, right? When
Yeah.
they're marrying 40?
I mean, maybe. Maybe 5 years, I don't know. Or maybe some of them don't want to marry. Like they want to use their fame to like be with many people.
Yeah, but you want kids. It is like a biological urge, you know? That is like in our, how can I say, it is in our DNA for thousands of years. Our ancestors, they were having kids, they were taking care of kids, they were giving love to another generation. It is in our DNA, it is written in our DNA. These things give us like satisfaction. How you can just say, okay, now you don't want those things, those are something else. Whereas it is in your DNA, it is your need, it is your psychological and your emotional need. Like, that is so stupid. And for example, like, I think in your 30s, you should be married. Because if you have kids, you should be, you know, you have to give extra hours to your kids. You have to, maybe, you won't be able to sleep like properly on the nights and days. Okay, you're rich. Okay, you're rich. But at the same time, again, I'm gonna go back to our evolutionary times. People are having kids quicker. Okay, now people can say because they were dying faster as well, but at the same time they were having kids faster, so they were able to see their grandkids. And you know, it has been I think it has been proven, I'm not sure, that your grandkids also make you so much happy, more than your own kids. So when it is in our like DNA, it is in our body, like so deeply rooted. Okay, so why are we not doing those things? Why are we being stupid? Also, like, you can't enjoy with your grandkids and these things when your bones are not working properly. Okay, for example, like, I don't know how healthy people are in Korea, but like, okay, if you are a Japanese guy, I would understand, you have good life expectancy. They live like 100, okay? They live like 100. Even if they have kid like when they're 40. And if their kid is married when they're like, they have the kid when they're 40. Still, they would see the grandkid when he or she is like till they're 20, okay? Like,
They're on another level.
they are actually on another level. Yeah. And if a guy who lives till like 120,
Oh
he would see his great grandchild
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Also, so cool. Like, wow.
But if he marries on 30, and his son also get or daughter marries on 30, and 30, 30, 30.
What if it's 20?
Man. Why don't we go like full British and like say 16,
Yeah, that's so many generations. Oh my God.
Yeah. But don't you think it is weird when like you're 16
Yeah.
and your daughter is 16, like she's pregnant again? Like pregnant. So
Yeah.
now like when you grow up, you know yeah, like your grandmother is like dating like five people this year. Like it's so shameful.
Actually, yeah.
It is so weird. Like we know you're like 45. Relax.
Yeah.
It is really absurd. I mean, I don't know to the people who are listening to it, if you find it like, I'm sure you don't find it normal. There is no way most of the people find this normal.
There's no way.
And if you're finding it normal, you're forcing yourself to see this as normal. See, being married to someone and maybe leaving them and marrying someone else is a different thing. And changing like five partners in 1 year or like three in 1 year is like too much. Too much is a small word actually, but yeah. Three things you take from today.
I think Mr. Beast and his whole team and everything should be investigated because, I mean, this is just like I'm saying my opinion because I don't know, it's kind of weird that he was accepting like his best friend's like this weird behavior all these years. Like he knew about it and didn't do anything. Like, at least as we know, he didn't do anything. So like he should take action instead of just like watching from the side,
That's
right?
true, yeah, I totally agree, yeah. The weird thing is, why he did not like go away from him
Yeah.
before?
Yeah, like if I found out someone like that I'm close to was doing this, I would not like continue to hang out with them or like call them my friend even.
There is even much deeper thing. Why somebody can get so comfortable whether you're talking about these type of things.
Yeah.
For example, like nobody in my life has ever said something like this.
Yeah, me too.
So there is something like, how can I say, maybe I'm reading too much in between the lines, but is kind of suspicious.
Yeah. Like to me, it seems like they both think the same way or like have the same, like, kind of. They're both like into it. So they feel comfortable like talking about it with each other, you know?
It can be said like this, yeah. Otherwise, there is no way somebody can talk to you like that.
Yeah.
What is the other thing?
You know, I think being a lookalike might be worth
Why? So that if
it.
you do a crime.
I mean.
The
No, I was thinking for the $50 and the amazing trophy.
amazing trophy? It looks like this is stool actually. Now
if
look at it. Look at it. Just put one more small stool on it.
actually,
Yeah.
yeah.
I think it is a great way to get famous. To organize
Yes.
any event, and you can do with any local star
Yeah.
in anywhere in the world. If there's a little bit crazy fan following, I don't think this guy has a crazy fan following.
You mean Timothy?
Yes, he has.
I would say he has.
Really?
Like, he is pretty popular, yeah. Like, in 2019, he was so popular.
For what?
He was in, like, some gay movie. So there was, like, a scene from that movie and, like, a song as well. I think the name is, like, Call Me By Your Name or something.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, so because of that, he, like, gained a lot of popularity.
Was it like showing like his body too much in that like song or movie?
I don't think so. He's like super skinny. There's like no body to show.
Is okay.
I'm just being honest.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe now he's more buff. I don't know. Maybe he's working out. But I think to be Willy Wonka, you have to be pretty skinny.
Willy Wonka is a pedo or something?
I think yes. Like, he's giving me that vibe.
Especially his clothes.
Yes.
So yeah, it is a great way to be famous and
Do you want to be known for looking like someone else?
no. I'm saying, for example, me as an organizer, and I have like this, like everyone to participate, they have to give like $2 or $3.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say like 100 people come. It is not like a big money, but at the same time, you have this exposure. And okay, the guy who wins, you understand me, okay? And now next month or something, you do another event, and this time it would be bigger.
Yeah.
And I don't think like he just did it in a park or something, right?
Like, yeah, he just did it in like a random park in New York. Yeah. Or not like a random, it was like some famous place in New York.
Yeah, I mean random, like you can do anywhere else. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be like you don't have to get like some seats, some tents and these
I mean,
things, right?
yeah.
So I think anybody can do that.
Yeah.
It can be good. And maybe you can also write like you have the experience of organizing events. Maybe you can like work as an event organizer in future, right?
Yeah, but I think for that he should like get the permits, you know? Like you can't say like, oh, I organize events, but they were like illegal.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Because getting a permit and these things are also part of like of your work. If you're an event organizer,
Yeah.
you have to have everything, the paperwork. And it is good if you know this, because then it is your professional work. So I think it can be a great opportunity if like you are an extrovert person, you're looking forward to do these things, right? I think it is worth it. Like if you're extrovert, you love meeting people, you love to organize it and all, it's really good. I'd say you should go for it.
Yeah. Business idea.
Business idea 101.
Yes.
So what event are we organizing, huh? Like tomorrow?
BTS.
BTS look, oh my god.
It would be so popular.
I will be honest. You know, you can do BTS lookalike anywhere in the world.
Yeah. There will be someone who thinks he looks like a member.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be a very funny event, and you can just like record it like properly. You know, like some people, like some delusional people, they would be thinking they are those people,
yeah,
and they don't look like them, and they would go viral or something.
Yeah.
We can do like this. There is like this event. Nobody's allowed to use their phone. Okay.
Yes.
We do like something, and we secure their cameras and these things. Okay, they cannot use or something. Only we are allowed to take the videos. Okay, and if they want, they have to give us like maybe $3. You know,
it's like reasonable price.
It's a reasonable price, three, five. I don't know. It depends on your the place you're in. Maybe you can take like $10 as well. If you're in a if the pictures are really good, I think $10 are not bad. Okay, and now people are getting recognition. As well. So I think it is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
What is the third thing then?
Why didn't you say something?
I gave
I
like
mean,
a...
You're talking so much, but you can talk more.
I plotted like a whole business idea, okay?
And I mean, yeah.
You I would say we need... we have to stop the fan culture. I hate this stupid fan culture. And this... Now, it is a toxic fan culture we are in.
Yeah, too much.
It is really stupid. And guys, get into good relationship fast. As I said, like...
I mean, good things can take time. So you can't just immediately find...
I'm not saying like get in immediately, but...
You said fast.
I'm saying don't look about your... There is no K-pop idol coming for you. Okay?
Yeah, someone needs to hear this. Like, the truth.
Yeah. There's no K-pop idol coming for you. Or for me, okay?
Or for me.
Yeah, so you have to see for different things, okay? And stop relying on porn and these things. It's an epidemic. You guys are better than this. And you need a long-term, satisfactory relationship. Don't get into a relationship with someone just for, like, short-term things.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't look for like attractiveness as your priority. There should be a level of attractiveness, but don't look for like only attractiveness. There should be like 10 things which align with your behavior. Like there should be a compatibility, there should be like an understanding, there should be a respect. Respect is very important. Like how you solve your issues, how are you... If maybe like something you can improve, There's nothing like, not everything is a red flag. If you see like there's issue like in solving issues, how do you guys solve it? Try to build something, you know. Building something takes time, but it is always better than just having something, taking something. Borrowing is a virtue of poor people. And I'm not blaming poor people here. I'm saying you are becoming poor by your own choice, by your virtue here.
I think that's very good. And I think a lot of people need to hear this.
The boring thing?
No, just everything you said.
Thanks so much. So I think
We should wrap up
we should wrap.
for tonight.
Yeah, it's been pretty long, and it was a great, interesting one. I was not expecting I would say these things.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you for listening, and thank you for being a great
Audience.
partner here. I was talking about you, actually.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I am the best, so.
I hope you're having a good evening or night, wherever,
Morning.
whatever you are doing. I hope you are enjoying it. Do it nicely and have a good rest, you know. Resting and sleeping is very
Oh,
important in life.
yeah.
Subscribe, follow us, man.
Yes.
You're not
To
doing
be a
your
better
things.
person.
To be a better person, I don't know. To hate Korea, maybe.
Really?
Nah, I don't hate them. I just told you like how we can have more Koreans, you know. Let's just get those famous people married and their followers will marry, you know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's true.
And they could promote so much, like for example, they have babies, they're putting their pictures, baby pictures all over the internet, and people will go crazy. They're like, we want the same thing, we want the same thing.
Yes, it would happen, yeah.
Yeah. I hope South Korea do this better than just calling some people into their country. I'm not against immigration, but I'm sure like not many people will like it. So why don't you like solve it yourself? Have more kids.
Yeah, fix the issue.
Yeah, fix the issue by yourself. You want to fix the issue by the government, but don't do anything by yourself. All right, guys.
Thank you again.
Thank you.